cause it's so easy. Eat so we can buy us some OE40 OZs. Get a buzz with the thugs in the neighborhoods, black. But buy a couple of extra ones for the neighborhood rats.
Nigga, I'm drinking, you be drinking out my bottle, bitch. That's bullshit. Still got semen on your lips from the homie's dick. Shit, you're the homegirl, but shit, you're like a loose goose. So give me a couple of dollars so I can bring you back a deuce deuce.
Well, bring BG Knocker back a motherfucking 40. So me and my nigga Big Boy can go and cop some endo. And we'll be right back at you niggas with a quick fast. Try to don't forget to buy a couple of packs of zigzags.
Another spot, back in the
phone
to another
store. I told you to stop on 124th, keep the cold brew. Go down on Segundo and on Wilmington, make a right.
The store ain't in sight.
Nigga, it's right past the next light, pass across the light. Now here's what you gotta do. Get in your left lane and make the motherfucking U.
Let's get 1040s and at least 1022s. That should be enough for the whole motherfucking crew. Plus they got endo, a nigga's gonna be double, bitch.
Oh, give me some zigzags and two packs of double, man.
On a night like this, you got to give it your best. We on the west side. got a sack. I'm feeling kinda right. I'm pulling down my rag top, high as a kite. Chrome shining off the street light. When my 17s cross, sounds bump the concrete. This is how the G's ball. Got the Glock 10 sitting smooth in the cut, just in case some shit jump. I ain't going out like no punk. And my trunk sitting pretty. A chrome desert eagle. Ain't tripping off no one time, cause all my shit is legal. I pulls to a light, some niggas looking shady. Thinking cause I'm solo, that maybe they could fade me. I love to act crazy, but I'm keeping my composure. Finger on my hairpin, puffing on my Doja. We on the west side. West side. I glance to my right, these niggas they ain't tripping. I put my shit on safety and continue with my dipping. The scenery is thick like this click to my left. I blow my smoke, clear my throat with endo in my chest. Beat my gang, hey this thing, come on let's take a ride. Dip into a spot over on the west side. You can hit the drink, but bring your own dank. Cause bitches nowadays be all about that gang. I bust me a bitch and pulls to the stove. Cause I got a crave for a cold 40-0 and a Philly, yeah. So I could get a little tipsy. See my nigga E in a cold A-50. We on the west side.
We on the west side.
West side.
Vous inquiétez pas, c'est pas histoire sans parole, je parle juste après la fin du morceau.
I get with my nigga, they give me some play, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We can't wait to get P.O.D. Beat for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor creep when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it toast that, yeah, yo. Keep your bank roll. Yeah. We having a celebration. Let us stay high. You can better believe when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. From the creep to the bag, cause mom's got a grub on the grill. If we got the food, oh. You know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chills for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Let's wake up. Already dressed, she said I'm gonna go get in my stance. Watch, I make sure no one snatches my chain. Nigga, that's the real man. Sold in the mail and put it up in my pocket. So let me hit it and land it down. To give me a cup of all that happy. Why they no fucking ride that reader? Hop on the 10 to the clip. Ready to get him up with him at thugs. And I catch that gun, man, I gotta get there. Flare, flare, holler, holler. Ain't clear, got much to offer. Well, I bet we don't 93. I'll open the clock lock for some dollars. So, get a bag of dope and a quarter out. Oh, most all of my niggas got the same. And we gonna roll it all up the smoke. And in a reefer hydro. We know the cut, so fuck them popo. Toss out the gango, then roll with a guan on the same old. Running through the alley, in the mile. Top of the second to sundown. No front from January, no 9 of December. I'm loving the first of the month.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up.
game and I slang on the double nine. Gotta find them dubs. Wanna get footy, can a thug get love? What's up? Tell us thing on my corner. Nigga, use a gun. St. Clair niggas don't like that. And selling them dummies, making that money. Come back, nigga, get that pap. From the first to the 15th, nigga, smoke plenty weed. But I gotta say, gotta come up. Put my rocks in the cup. Wanna get high, nigga, blaze that blood. Huh. Time to roll to the bag. Count on my poppin' and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back seat for niggas that's trying to rob me. Fool. But never no shots and no losses. Don't make you beat these niggas up off me. See, kill us up a whole block. Spend a couple bills, thug. Smoke a lot of weed on the
wake
fur.
Up, wake up, wake up, it's wake up, wake up. Wake up.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stretching, I'm yawning. Lightweight bitch, chug a lugger, take a fist to the dawn. It's like I got geek with my truck, but it is the first. So I'm getting me hustle blown. Hop on the phone, calling up crazy phone. Wanna know, did your OG check come?
You put me down.
I'ma hop on the bus with B. And I'm coming with blood at the blood of the skull. Nigga T just put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm freaking me black and mild. Head across town. Cause nigga, the first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on wild cause I'm needing me hair braided. Heavy off into this game. Took to the first, just call me that pro slime. The nickels and dimes, the 20s and 50s. The first be the day for the dope man. Slanging that cocaine food. And I'm working late tonight. And all them things be loving them thugs. Cause I got them rocks for them pipes. Come with the ends, I gotta get paid. On the first, gotta blaze up my split. Get live with it, both those poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift on the first.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, it's wake up.
Lève-toi, lève-toi, c'est le premier du mois, va encaisser ton chèque. Il me semble que c'est ça qu'il dit dans le refrain. Donc, Bone Thugs and Harmony, First of the Month, sur leur premier album, je crois que c'est quoi le morceau, l'album E1999 Eternal. Premier album de Bone Thugs and Harmony chez Ruthless Records. Juste avant, c'était sur l'album solo de DJ Yella, une unique album solo d'ailleurs. Le morceau West Side Story avec Dirty Red qui rappe. Et on avait commencé avec le dernier album sorti de Eazy-E. Donc Straight Off the Streets of Motherfucking Compton, on écoutait le morceau Sipping on a 40 qui sample le morceau de Warp, bien sûr, Sleeping into Darkness. Et on continue avec Cocaine, un morceau hommage à Eazy-E qui s'appelle Four Riders Only, avec un certain Colway 7-Up de Above the Law, bien sûr.
With dreams, a put that make a float down, then blow and make a stick. My cousin 87 told me I was dope.
Yeah, you're doper than Rugs Grim, doper than DMC's gold chain. Yeah. And it be real and it's like that. So let's take them on way, way back.
I said I came in the dough, I said it before. Right. Oh, you fools, I'm about to jack face down on the floor. Cause this frighten me, bite me, set me on my mind. First through the even flinch, I'm gon' shoot it with my nine. I won't. Rings and watches, you know what I mean?
Plus some hostages to make the getaway clean.
But back up on my tails, about my 211s. My name is Cocaine, and that's 187.
We like the dynamic duo in the Batmobile. Said when we get through, we laced in the 96 at Dandyfield. And we be sharp like our Uncle Eric used to be. Limousine kit with the tech on the seat. Yo, giving the player haters migraines, chest pains. It's the original, the unforgettable. Cause I be mobbing through the streets. Man, I be still living fly, sipping VSOP.
So no pain, no gain.
Yeah, bacon sober free.
And they call me cocaine, what's all gold? Don't glitter, homie. How could you figure that cheek could stop the flow of cocaine? Make a spiller, hang with real both players. I'm above the law, damn. I got game like my homie Charlie Mack from Sinbad.
You got game.
gangsters in the park.
What they doing?
Straight getting wicked after dark. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Because I'm feeling like an outlaw. Put my stepdaddy, y'all. Let them say you want some money. Living on the seesaw. That's how it is out in county. What we say, like Tiny T from Mix Master Spade and the rodeo tape.
Man, I heard you was on the run from the bank.
Yeah, cause there's cocaine, not lemon heads.
That's right.
There's cocaine, not lemon heads.
Cause I was there with Knuckle Jam with the LA County Fair. That when Daryl Gates came with the Batarang. Yo, them sorry suckers caught me young. What time was that? It was 6 in the morning. I'm finna act a fool like King T. Full of that 8-ball like Easy E. Yo, I get loped after dope like my homie Tone. And spit game like my name's Jerome. I tell him, baby, what's your phone number? How can I get me a little loving tonight?
She said, a penny for your thoughts. A nigga to toss me quick. A dime if you tell me that you love me.
Yeah, cause we be going for the kill. Yo, so all the riders, much love, keep it free.
Keep it real.
Riders only.
Cocaine featuring Cold 187M for Riders Only. Ça date de 96.
Yes.
Yo, I'm in the house now for sure. Because I want to talk about the hearts of men. Who knows what evil lurks within them. But let's take a travel down the blind side and see what we find down this path called
Stranded on Death Row. So duck when I swing my shit. I get rugged like raw hair breath with fat tracks that fits the gangster type. When I recite, kinda lethal. Niggas know the flow that I kick, there's no equal. I'm murdering niggas, yo. And maybe because of the tone that kicks when I grip the mic and kick shit niggas can't fuck with. So remember, I go hardcore and slam. Love respect like a sensei. Whoop ass like Van Damme. So any nigga that claim they bossing, why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw Slauson? Take a walk through the hood, where we up to no good. Slanging on things like a real OG should. I'm stacking and macking and packing a tin. So when you're slipping, I slip the clipping. But ain't no set tripping, cause this death row rolling like the mafia. Think about whooping some ass, but what the fuck stopping ya? Ain't Nathan but a buster. I'm stranded on death row from pumping slugs and motherfuckers. Now you know you're outdone. Fill the shotgun, corrupt inmate, cell block one.
No prevention from this lynching of sorts. You're a victim from my drive-by of thoughts. No extensions, all attempts are to fail. Blinded by the light, it's time you learn quail from a lunatic. I'm deaf like Arthur Nick. When I kick a wicked bash, Dr. Dre will get the scratch. With treachery, my literary form will blast and totally surpass the norm. Not a storm, plural, make it many storms when I'm vexed. I fight leg, necks, and arms in this dimension. I'm the presenter and the inventor and the tormentor. The range like the hillside strangler. MC Mangler, tough like Wrangler. I write a rhyme, hard as concrete. Step to the heat and get burned like mesquite. So what you wanna do? The narrator RBX, cell block 2.
Rage, lyrical murderer, stranded on death row. And now I'm serving a lifetime sentence. There'll be no repentance, since it's the life that I choose to lead. I plead guilty on all counts, let the ball bounce where it may. It's just another clip into my AK. Buck 'em down with my underground tactics. Facts and stats are clips on my mattress. Bed frame, there's another dead dame laying lame. Put the shame, who's to blame? Me, the lady of rage. A woman coming from the D-E-A-T agent. R-O-W taking no shit. So flip and you're bound to get dropped. It's 187, no motherfuckers don't stop. Handcuffed as I bust, there'll be no debate. It's rage from self.
block gates.
Hey yo, stepping through the fog and creeping through the smog. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Making videos, now I stay in Hollywood. Busting raps for my snaps, now they call me Eastwood. Dre is the doctor and my homie, little nigga. Warren G is my hand and my hands on the trigger. Shooting at the hoes with the game that I got. Sent to death row, cause I wanted to make a grip and serving my rights. And I'm still serving for mine. Peace to my motherfucking homies doing time in the PNN County Jail. Mobbing with your blue zone, mad as hell. And you're saying the police and all the homies on the streets is all about peace. And it's driving the cops crazy, but ain't nothing but a black thing, baby. I'm not flagging, but I'm just sagging. I bet you don't wanna see the D-O-double-G. And you can't see the D-R to the E or my motherfucking homie D-O-C. You know you can't fuck with my motherfucking DJ. That's my homie and we call him Warren G. Yeah, and you don't stop. Doggy dog, break them down with the motherfucking dog pound. That's the only way we'll beat them, man. We gotta smoke them, then choke them like the motherfucking Peter, man. It's like three into the two and two into the one. Cell block, four piece, doggy dog's done.
Yo, now you know the path I'm on. You think you're strong? See if you could travel on. Cause only the weak will try to speak. Those who are quiet will always cause riots. There's three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen.
Dr. Dre est trended on Death Row sur l'album The Chronic. Bien entendu, il n'y a pas que Dr. Dre, donc là qui s'occupe de la production sur le morceau. Vous avez Snoop Dogg, vous avez Orbiex, vous avez le Doc Pound, je crois, ou en tout cas Corrupt. Vous avez Lady of Rage et vous avez un invité de marque, hein, la Texas Connection, un certain Bushwick Bill des Ghetto Boys, donc qui démarre le morceau et qui termine le morceau. On va faire une petite parenthèse parce que ce n'était pas prévu. On va faire une espèce de distracts, c'est-à-dire les chansons où les gens se clashent. Alors on va commencer avec le What Would You Do du Doc Pound avec Snoop Doggy Dogg et on va continuer avec le What Would You Do de Eazy-E sur son album Straight Off the Streets of Motherfucking Compton. Si on était complet, on vous passerait même un extrait de l'émission Rose Fast Radio Show où vous aviez Eazy-E et une partie de Death Row donc, qui discutait plutôt vivement. Eazy-E ne s'est pas démonté justement. Mais ça sera peut-être la prochaine fois, ça. De toute façon, on l'a déjà passé lorsqu'on rendait hommage à Eazy-E où on parlait de NWA. Bref, écoutons donc. Que feriez-vous?
Breeze up. Breeze, player. Something about being a dog pound gangster. Hey, baby.
What's up, homie?
What's up? EIGHT.
Right.
What's up, big style? Hey, what's up, homie? Hey, man, take this money and get your plane ticket and go on to Atlanta, partner.
Like a 740.
What's up, big baby?
The Willa Triggers is paying you well.
They
treat
you like a wrist, eh? No, what's up, man? When you gonna put me up on one of your videos or something? You know I can still get out. Check this out.
Yeah. Back up in your ass with 27. Don't wanna fuck with me. Yeah, we doing it like that. Motherfuckers out there be like taking our stab, trying to do they own little this thing, but they can't do it, you know. So we gon' do it like this. Sit back, relax, and get it cool.
Have you ever heard of a slaughter? I oughta start dipping, sipping on that ST gets me to tripping. I don't slips, I bangs with that mad ass dog pound gang. It's a DPG bang, corrupt from the SC. You wanna test me? Let's see if you'll survive 45 times. Like a hollow point headed for your dome. Take a couple steps, turn around in its own. Couldn't withstand the murderous mental. I subdue and then take two to your temple. When I cause holocaust from what's written, niggas collapsing when the straps is spitting. Look, this is how it's done, nigga.
1, 2.
I grab my strap, your best run, nigga. I give the fuck, corrupts the kingpin of the click. Then it was G with the biggest dick.
Shit, a motherfucker better recognize. With the twist of my wrist like OJ, you won't die.
I snack on motherfuckers like a bone. Wanna be the shit upon the microphone ever since I was born. Not to ever love a bitch. Learn game after game. That's why we are the best. Motherfuckers be gangsta styles minute after minute. But soon as you did it, I smelled the nigga shit. Now what would you do?
What you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do?
What you do?
If you could fuck with me or my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
Bitch, butterfly all day while I steady make my pay every single day in the LBC. Cruising through the east side, me and Lil Style in the back of a green 6-4 busting freestyle.
There's no escape, give me the papers in a tape case. How much money could a nigga make in one place? Yeah, the review ain't shit new. You stupid motherfuckers can't fuck with my crew.
I see all these niggas trying to get with my kinfolk. Get so many busters on the west coast. And none to say the least, I see a few trick ass niggas laying low on the east coast. And the question is asked, do you wanna rap, scrap or blast? Cause that nigga dad, I'll be the first one to hit him. Oh yeah, fuck BG knock out an every nigga down with him. Cause I'm a natural born killer, and I'm still a hat. Motherfucker, cause it's like that.
Now what would you like, what you tell?
You can fuck with me or my crew.
It's so many motherfuckers that I can include. Who's quick to blast motherfuckers in a feud? It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw to end all existence. For instance, let's take these ruthless fools. These ruthless fools in a pound in one room. Assume it's only for conversation, so let's conversate. Slip a nigga to 38 then dip. Empty out the clip, mind on set trip, cause niggas talk shit.
Now if a nigga had a prayer before a nigga died, would the nigga be dead or would he stay alive? And if I was in your shoes, would I survive? Probably not, you probably let your Glock go pop. Now drop to your knees and picture that nigga dad flowing in the breeze. Now what would you do?
What would you do?
If you could fuck with me on my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do?
What would you do?
If you could fuck with me on my crew.
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in my motherfucking house. Bitch.
What would you do?
Donc ça, ça date de 94 et Eazy-E répond l'année suivante ou un peu après avec justement What Would You Do?
Inside the minds of real G's, Death Row is looked upon as the studio gangsters of the 90s. A joke in a game called 5 minutes of fame. You wasted 4 minutes, now you got seconds left. Kick it.
Come on, come on, and let me ride, nigga. Easy E, CPT, how the hell you figure to be the best on the west? Yeah, fool, I doubt it. This is Eastside, nigga. Scrap.
And that's coming straight from the ruthless gangster Eazy-E. Now what will I do? Let's see.
Now I would take out Sugar and stomp down the road. Since Dre is a bitch, Pimp slap that hoe.
Baby.
Now I'm seeing doubles, oh man, two dogs in a huddle. Oh goddamn. Now diggity diggity dance, I'm biggity biggity blast. Don't want smoke that ass. Now corrupt, don't even set trip. Yelling Long Beach 6, so blood and puppy pound grip. Really dope. Got my nuts on your chin while I'm all in your Philly hoe. So come with it, fool, and test that luck, and I'd beat that ass. Now call me corrupt. Now I'm creeping through the fall, yeah, bent off loop. Got my 9mm killer hunting it all named Snoop. You could run, nigga, but you can't hide. Easy E straight creeping on the east side. 710 Long Beach South, found Snoop free basin in a rock house. I kicked in the dough, I said it before. I never let no busters test me no more. Murder was a case that they gave me. Murder was a case that they gave me. I smoke all you fools, even your boo boo and your baby.
Watch out, money, watch your back.
Watch your back.
Yeah.
What would you do? What would you do if we rolled on you?
So what would you do? Goodbye.
What would you do if we rolled on you? What would you do? What would you do if we rolled on you?
Yes.
What would you do? What would you do?
Damn.
dirty red. I comes on the sneak, hitting niggas low with the caviar's flow. As I creep through the street, peeping niggas from death row. Bet you I know which one of y'all make the best hoe. So let me break it down as I'm lost in the mist. Take word of advice and don't come fucking with this. It ain't a joke, niggas choke from the smoke that I blaze. Purple haze, you'll be dazed in the stun. I put you on your back, nigga, what? I am the guts. In a doggy dog world, I never hung with musts. Only nuts in the clip and dick in your mouth. The year is 95 and I'm running the house. So tell me, what can you do? Nigga, what can you do? Nigga, what could you do if me and a few of my homies came through? Dumping real on you trick made, bitch made niggas. What could you do? What could you do if we rolled on you?
Yeah, so
what could you do? What would you do if we rolled on you?
House.
What would you do? What would you do if we rolled on you?
Yes.
What could you do?
About.
What could you do if we rolled on you?
House. Dr. Dre, straight buster, never broke a law in his life. Besides, beat on Ricky Harris's wife. Snoop Dogg, from a high top fame to sporting braids. Now he's laid. Fame, no fortune, and getting played, not paid. Played, treated like a prostitute. And we all know who's doing the pimping. Daz, don't be a follower, be a leader. Stay off the next man's nuts. Corrupt, the kingpin. Stick with the 6-0s. You don't need those other hoes, cause they about to go up in you. Only if you let them. Death Row. Really though, baby.
Imagine Friday night, you and a bunch of friends kicking back, sipping from a 40, and an unexpected visitor arrives.
We should introduce ourselves. Start over here.
They call me Yella, DJ Yella.
Dr. Dre.
In the house.
MC Ren in the house. And who we got right here? This is my man, the crazy man, Eazy-E in the house.
Hey, he's temporarily insane. Temporarily insane.
So, Eazy, does this mean you won't be participating in the interview?
Yeah! He said he will in a minute, man. He's getting his head straight right now.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, ask him exactly what the straight jacket and the mask is all about.
Say I want nobody to see him right now, because he's thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what time. We rap about what's going on, what we like to do, and sex just happens to be a big part of what we're doing.
I like to fuck. I don't know about you, guys. I like to fuck.
You know, we're not role models.
No. Nah.
You know, we're not out to send any messages, anything like that. We do it to get paid. We make records to get paid. This is a job, you know.
And we just tell it how it is.
Like I said, we're not trying to be any kind of model. We're just out to make records. This is our job, you know. We got to keep eating.
Yeah. It's more than a job. It's an adventure. Yeah, right. Go on and tell the truth. Nah, I'm just playing.
Yo, this is Eazy-E.
The rules no longer apply.
I don't drink.
brass monkey. Like the beat funky. Nickname Eazy-E, yo, 8-Ball Junkie.
Check it out. Be right back. Yo, we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Check it out. Hey, yo, we'll be right back after these messages. Stick around. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I'm tired of you fake motherfucking TV and cameraman and you motherfucking magazine editors talking all that shit about it.
Out by Easy Field. Do that. By Ice Cube.
Do that.
Tell me about the title of the album.
I think I came up with that title. Excuse me. I came up with the title.
Man, goodness, that's kind of raw. Yo, but check it out.
Basically, it's talking about Dre for hollering that he's a, you know, real Compton City G.
And, you know, like he was from a world-class wrecking crew.
And everything. We're talking about studio gangsters.
Studio gangsters.
That's what we're basically talking about.
Busters.
And you know, you got a whole world fool like he's some hardcore gangster from the streets and they never stomped on no Compton concrete.
That's right.
You heard about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We're gonna be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Okay, c'est pas la peine de présenter le morceau.
We do it now, we do it later. Later, it can be new you.
Fred du G-Funk savent de quoi il s'agit.
Wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides your average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
94 Revolution. Up in the deuce. He gives me the scoop about the fake ass truths and how niggas out there wanna play. I take another hit of the wet and then I blast away. How far, player? Far enough to go off the edge. I push another nigga off the ledge. So I stumble as I slide to the Chevy. Yeah, my eyes kinda teary and gun kinda heavy. I'm a walking dead man is what they call me when I'm coming. Got the big S on my chest, so I'm kinda gunning high. Powered on my way to the west side to check up on some chickens. It's a hell of a drive, so drive on. As I hit my dodo stick to the break of dawn, crime fighting's what I do. And niggas in my crew don't take lightly to you busters. And so we say fuck you, then buck you, tuck you in for the night. As you think about the paper at the funeral site. So when I'm hanging with the clique and we in demand, I feel good that the city of angels call me Black Superman.
I bought a truck, a house.
niggas just don't care. You really wanna know why I so scum? Because my mama to me comes number one. Now you sucker motherfuckers don't understand, but to my mama, I'm her real black Superman.
Bien entendu, vous aurez reconnu Above the Law et son hymne Black Superman.
Ow. Let's talk about the famous incident at the New Music Seminar. I think that was they even depicted it in the
Straight Outta Compton movie. Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Well, I will say this. People think it was that we was NWA goons. Is far from that. What took place was when we put out Living Like Hustlers, the first week Living Like Hustlers came out, they did a big feature on us in the LA Times. So we sold like 160, 180,000 records, you know. And I want to say GOMAC had said, they asked them, you know, what's the difference between y'all and like Ice Cube or whatever, right? And I don't know why the reporter asked that. He said, well, the difference between us is kind of like I told you before. Like, we're not a boy band. We're not a made-up group. We hustled, you know, and everything we talk about on Living Like Hustlers, either we went through it or somebody around us, you know, we were associated with it, right? Mm-hmm. Not like Ice Cube that, like, you know, write stories, and he went to school in the Valley and never did that at the time. So L.A. Times asked Ice Cube, what did he think about what we said? He said New Jacks from Pomona should only talk about the 10 freeway because that's the only thing that's going through it. Now, that didn't bother me as much, but when you add Eazy-E calling my mama house early in the morning and saying, because we getting ready to do a show.
Yeah.
You know, he's saying, hey, man, that dude just clowned y'all. How you going to let that Buster clown y'all like that? I was like, what you talking about? He said, go get an L.A. Times because we in Pomona. So, you know, I see this progress bulletin, right? We don't have L.A. Times, so we got to go to a big supermarket to get L.A. Times. So I go, I drive, I go across town, get the L.A. Times. I look at it, and I read the story. I read what he say. I say, you know I'm going to fuck him up tonight at the show if he show up. Well, he just happened to show up with Rolling Stones magazine. So when he walk in with Rolling Stone magazine, this is at the Celebrity Theater, our first concert. It's Gangstar, CMW, and Low Profile at the time, Dub C and DJ Aladdin, right? Had a group at the time. And Coolio was a hype man at the time. This is how far we going back. It's 1990.
Okay.
Right? So he walk in with Rolling Stone like he planned to come support Dub and DJ Aladdin and Tunes. Rest in peace. So me and him in the hallway. So I say, man, what's the fuck's up with that newspaper shit, man? Because we really didn't say anything but the truth about him. Like, hey, man, you know how we cut real. You bitch-ass motherfucker. I did like that. He said, you a bitch-ass motherfucker. So at this time, all of the security rush us, right? So I leave. I go into my dressing room. He go into Dove's them room. So I guess somebody go talk to him like, hey, man, you got to squash this shit with 187, man. He wants your head, you know. And I did. I didn't really give a fuck. I don't care about none of that shit, you know what I'm saying, at the time. So he comes out. He want to talk to me, but all I remember him calling me is a bitch-ass motherfucker, right? So I take flight on him. They rush us again. They pull us apart. What happened by the time they bring you up to the New Music Seminar, the lynch mob and all of his clique got word that he had got jumped at the Celebrity Theater. But really, it was a head of fade between me and him, right? So we get to New York. They woofing the whole seminar. So we like, I know y'all don't want to get down, for real, for real. So we'll go get the homies and get down.
Yeah.
So we go get the homies, and we went right where they was at, and we got down right in the middle of the seminar, straight like that. It had nothing to do with NWA at all.
Yeah.
Only thing it had to do with NWA is Eazy-E pumping all of us up to the first motherfucking place. You know what I mean? So blame it on Eric, man. Rest in peace, you crazy motherfucker, you.
So like, yeah.
But he told me not to fight, but I mean, back then, telling me not to fight,
yeah,
that ain't a good, that wasn't a good look.
So it was like a full-out brawl? Like...
Oh, yeah, the dudes, you know, we tore up the whole floor. Oh, that new music, that movie didn't show it no justice. We tore up the whole eighth floor.
Oh,
we
wow.
are never welcome back to the new music seminar. Above the Law is never welcome back. We messed up their whole seminar.
Oh, wow.
And we're never welcome back to that. It's funny because after we tore up the place, 30 minutes later, Sony called us and be like, you guys are going right back to L.A. tonight. They sent us right back. We had a showcase that night. Showcase and Living Like Hustlers. They flew us right back to L.A.
Oh, wow.
After that fight.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the music industry. Yeah.
So you're at Ruthless Records,
mm-hmm.
and Dre's gone, everybody's
mm-hmm.
gone.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me how, did you kind of step in and take kind of like Dre's spot?
Yeah, I did. Like I was telling you, like I said before earlier, when Dre left, Eric is the one who basically put me in that position. He felt that I was Dre. I had mentored under him, you know, learning how to make actual records, learning how to put everything in perspective and make the records the right way, you know, because at the time I was just a young producer and a musician, and I had never made a record professionally. So when I worked with him on Living Like Hustlers and watched him do a lot of records, you know, a lot of NWA stuff, you know, and stuff like that, I learned that year before I came out. And then once Living Like Hustlers came out, I was able to do whatever I wanted to do far as like being able to develop and do my own sound. So Eric always knew that because he used to always be like, okay, you like Baby Dre, you like the mirror of Dre,
yeah.
you know.
Donc, un bout d'interview de Corey 7M qui explique ce qui s'est passé au Music Seminar entre le crew de Ice Cube, donc d'Allen Schmob, etc. Et donc, Bob Dolo et le crew aussi, parce qu'en fait, il s'était passé quelque chose avant. Donc, on avait posé une question à Bob Dolo sur... on leur demandait ce qu'ils pensaient de NWA. Eux, ils ont dit tout simplement que nous, on vient de la rue, sous-entendu, on est des délinquants, et on écrit sur ce qu'on vit. Donc, on écrit sur ce qui se passe dans les rues, etc. Alors que nous écrivons vraiment sous-entendu. Ice Cube, par exemple, lui, il n'écrit pas sur son environnement. Il raconte des histoires, on va dire ça comme ça. Il n'écrit pas, en tout cas, la vie de gangster, ce n'est pas Ice Cube. Donc Ice Cube a vu ce qu'il disait, on lui a demandé, et lui il a dit en gros, de toute façon les gens au-delà d'une certaine zone n'ont pas droit au respect ou quoi que ce soit. Enfin bref, il s'est un peu moqué de Bob Dolo. Donc Corey 7M, lui n'était pas au courant de tout ça, et donc apparemment Eazy a appelé la mère de Corey 7M en disant tu sais ce que Ice Cube a raconté, etc., etc. Et donc lui il est parti chercher le journal, donc la LA Times où Ice Cube parlait, il a lu l'article. Et il se trouve que Bob Dolo avait un concert à un endroit où il y avait aussi Gangstar, il y avait Low Profile, il y avait Compton Most Wanted. Et dans Low Profile, donc, il y avait Dubsy, il y avait DJ Crazy Tunes, enfin des gens qui connaissaient bien Ice Cube. Donc Ice Cube est venu. Et quelqu'un pose la question. Donc, ils se sont rencontrés forcément, Goldway 7M et Ice Cube, donc, dans les coulisses du concert. Et à la limite, pour Goldway 7M, pour lui, ça n'avait pas d'importance ce qui avait été écrit dans le LA Times à l'époque. Et donc, en gros, il demande à Ice Cube, mais pourquoi tu dis ça, etc. Et Ice Cube l'insulte, il dit, you bitch motherfucker. Et donc, comme le 7M, bah, il s'est mis de. Il a tabassé Ice Cube. Donc, la sécurité. La sécurité de la salle les a séparés. Sachant que. Eazy-E avait dit à Koi7M, bon, tu sais, Ice Cube, c'est un peu. C'est pas quelqu'un de sérieux, c'est pas la peine de se battre. Et Koi7M a dit, bah, si, justement. Donc, ils se battent. Et après, quelqu'un a dû dire à Ice Cube, écoute, essaye de calmer les choses. Il vient voir Koi7M, sauf que Koi7M dit, moi, je me souviens qu'il m'avait insulté. Donc, forcément, bah, je l'ai retapé, donc on les a séparés. Ensuite. Le flou de Ice Cube d'Alench Mob a entendu tout ça. Et donc, lorsque Above the Law, qui devait jouer au New Music Seminar à New York, et il se trouve que Ice Cube devait jouer aussi, bah lorsque, évidemment, les gens sont arrivés, d'Alench Mob a provoqué Above the Law. Above the Law a voulu que ça se passe comme ça, bah ça va se passer comme ça. Et donc, bagarre générale donc, au Music Seminar. Ils ont pris apparemment tout un étage au niveau de la bagarre. Et donc... Sony Music, qui était le label qui distribuait, la majeure qui distribuait l'album de Above the Law, Living Like Hustlers, qui donc Ruthless était distribué par Sony Music par rapport à, entre autres, pour l'album de Above the Law. Sony Music a dit à Above the Law, écoutez les gars, vous rentrez directement à Los Angeles. Alors que Above the Law avait un concert, donc ils n'ont même pas fait de concert. Et ils ont été bannis du Music Seminar à cause de ça. Donc voilà ce que raconte notre ami Big Hutch. On va écouter Gangsta de N.W.A. Le temps passe.
Oh shit, man. Damn peachy black gangsters are at it again. I wonder who they fucked up tonight. You motherfucker!
Got him.
Right here. Here's a little something about a nigga like me. Never should have been let out the penitentiary. Ice Cube will like to say that I'm a crazy motherfucker from around the way. Since I was a youth, I smoked weed out. Now I'm the motherfucker that you read about. Taking a life or two, that's what the hell I do. You don't like how I'm living? Well, fuck you. This is a gang, and I'm in it. My man Dre will fuck you up in a minute with a right, left, you're toothless. And then you say, God damn, they ruthless. Everywhere we go, they say, damn. NWA's fucking up the program. And then you realize we don't care. We don't just say no. We're too busy saying, yeah. About drinking straight out the 8 bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a kid looking up to me? Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Hoping you sophisticated motherfuckers hear what I have to say.
When me and my posse stepped in the house, all the punk ass niggas start breaking out. Cause you know, they know what's up. So we start looking for the bitches with the big butt. Like her, but she keep crying.
I got a boyfriend.
Bitch, stop lying. Dumb ass hooker ain't nothing but a dyke. Suddenly I see some niggas that I don't like. Walked over to him and said, what's up? The first nigga that I saw hit him in the jaw. Ren start stomping him and so did E. By that time got rushed by security out the door. But we don't quit. Ren said, let's start some shit. I got a shotgun and here's the plot. Taking niggas out with a flurry of buckshots. Boom, 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 yeah, I was gunning. And then you look, all you see is niggas running and falling and yelling and pushing and screaming and cussing. I stepped back and I kept bussing. And then I realized it's time for me to go. So I stopped, jumped in the vehicle. It's like this because of that hoot ride. And NWA's wanted for a homicide. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. Fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
He'll tell you exactly how you feel and don't do a fucking thing back.
Homies all standing around just hanging. Some dope dealing, some gang banging. We decide to roll and we deep. See a nigga on dates and we creep. Real slow, and before you know, I have my shotgun pointed in the window. He got scared and hit the gas. Right then.
to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bucket. We couldn't catch him, so I said fuck it. Then we headed right back to the fort, sweating all the bitches in the biker shorts. We didn't get no play from the ladies. With six niggas in the car, are you crazy? She was scared and it was showing. We all said fuck you bitch and kept going to the hood. And we was fin to find something else to get into, like some pussy or in fact a bum rush, but we call it Rat Pack. On a nigga for nothing at all. Ice Cube will go stupid when I'm full of 8-Ball. I might stumble but still won't lose. Now I'm dressed in the county blues, cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Wait a minute, cut this shit.
Man, what you gonna do now?
What we gonna do right here is go back.
How far you going back?
Way back.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Here's a little gangster short in size. A t-shirt Levi's is his only disguise. Built like a tank, yet hard to hit. Ice Cube and Eazy-E cold running shit.
Well, I'm Eazy-E, the one they're talking about. Nigga tried to roll a dice and just crapped out. Police tried to roll, so it's time to go. I creeped away real slow and jumped in the 6-4 with the
diamond in the back.
Digging the scene with the gangster lean, cause I'm the E. I don't slang or bang, I just smoke motherfuckers like it ain't no thing. And all you bitches, you know I'm talking to you.
We wanna fuck you, Eazy.
I wanna fuck you too, because you see, I don't really take no shit.
So let me tell you motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put a foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck, cause I keep bailing, bailing. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Anyway, fuck all this shit.
On cause, mais il va bien falloir faire les news quand même. Donc, on apprend la mort de Lee Sutton, qui était le chanteur du groupe Leeway, un groupe de New York hardcore, dont au moins un album avait été produit par Dr. No des Bad Brains. Donc, il avait un cancer, ça avait été annoncé il y a un moment déjà, donc il repose en paix. Dollar M Records sort l'album, on change totalement de sujet, vous aurez compris. Dollar M Records sort l'album Abhorrent Invocation du groupe de death metal Cerement. Un groupe grec fondé en 2022, et donc c'est leur premier album. Ça sort le 17 mai donc 2024. Chez Libby organise un nouveau concert Reggae Rocksteady au Hangar, donc c'est à Ivry, avec The Pioneers. Et Boss, Capone and Patsy, c'est le vendredi 17 mai à 20h, donc les tarifs 10€ ou 12€. Les Pioneers, bien sûr, un des groupes mythiques de la scène reggae rocksteady, jamaïcaine, bien sûr. Sinon, A Tribe Called Quest pourrait être intronisé au Rock and Roll Hall of Fame cette année, donc affaire à suivre. Un concert qui pourrait être très intéressant, Negative Approach plus Hot Down plus un autre groupe, c'est le 31 mai 2024 au Beat Jazzy. Hot Down, c'est un groupe de hardcore parisien, et l'autre groupe aussi, je crois, enfin un groupe que je ne me souviens plus du nom. Donc c'est au Beat Jazzy, donc salle parisienne qui est près du boulevard Ney. C'est donc le 31 mai 2024. Réédition de l'album Love Ain't Nothing But A Business Going On, qui était sorti en 1970, de Junior Parker. Alors c'était paru initialement sous le titre The Outside Man chez Capitol Records. C'est du funk. funk, blues, enfin après c'est une nouvelle funk you, hein. Soul, funk, blues on va dire pour la tech catégorie. Et à noter que le titre Taxman, donc de ce monsieur Junior Parker, a été samplé sur Cypress Hill sur le morceau I Wanna Get High. Donc c'est pas juste un artiste comme ça. IVPR Vinyl va sortir le 24 mai une compilation de Lions Law qui s'appelle Si le ciel vient à tomber. Et en fait, ça réunit tous les morceaux en français donc du groupe entre Oi et Hardcore. Avec, on vous rappelle, hein, le chanteur de Bromure et ex de Marabouts. Voilà, donc tous les morceaux en français plus trois nouveaux. Sinon, on vous conseille le visionnage de deux de vos épisodes de Music Feelings, donc c'est sur YouTube. Alors, un sur Beyoncé et son album Cowboy Carter et un sur Terry Moïse. Autre chaîne à regarder, donc c'est la chaîne s'appelle Mes Vieilleries. C'est par un monsieur qui s'appelle Cad, qui est, je crois, du côté de Nantes, si j'ai bien compris. Donc c'est un nouveau youtubeur métal entre guillemets. Alors il aborde, forcément il parle de musique, notamment de hard. Je crois qu'il a fait un truc aussi notamment sur la discographie de Intestine Baalism, le groupe de death metal japonais, et aussi sur Morbid Angel entre autres choses. Il parle de sujets sociopolitiques, il y a des comptes rendus de concerts, il parle aussi d'heroic fantasy, de jeux de rôle, etc., etc. J'ai envie de dire un peu comme Maxwell. Voilà, alors, il a chroniqué notamment un concert de Bellwitch et d'un groupe qui s'appelle, de Black Metal qui s'appelle Tanxifaxat, ou un nom comme ça. On va vous retrouver ça. On va retrouver ça, le nom précis. Le groupe c'est Tanxifaxat, groupe de black metal américain un peu spécial. Voilà, on va baisser la musique. Donc je disais, le groupe c'est Tanxifaxat, T-H-A-N-T-I-F-A-X-A-T-H, groupe black metal américain qui lance plus vers ce qu'on appelle le post-black, d'après ce que j'ai compris. Ça part du black metal progressif. Je pense que les fans d'Emperor, etc., et de Oranzi Pazuzu pourront apprécier, si je dois bien situer. Éventuellement, les fans de Psy aussi, dans le genre. Bref, voilà pour les news. On va écouter Brownside et le morceau Can't Stop the Southland.
Your ass back and come along for a ride and take a little trip through the big south side. I'm mad ass danger and I'm down to bang. A local east sider and I run with a gang. 13th Street is the color I fly, and if you wanna run up, I won't ask you why. Either fist to fist or gun to gun, I'll be there till the end and you'll never see me run. So come and take that chance to see what I'm about. And when they drag your ass away, then you'll leave without a doubt. I'm not saying I'm bad, I won't say that I'm not, but bring yourself tripping, it's gonna get your ass got. The gang bang game is a trip, I ain't gonna stop, cause I'ma never quit. I'm a true ass Sureño who's down for the blue. And if it's gonna be me, I said it's gonna be you.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
This is a brown side thing, and you know we don't stop.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
side thing, and you know we won't quit.
Since I roam with a gang, I said I'm not here alone. My homies value my life as if it was their own. So before you get bold, Buto, take a good look, cause what little you got can always get took. You get punked, you're a bitch, and rolled up like a snitch. You shouldn't even trip and got caught up in our mix with some crazy ass rockers always down for a crime and banging for the hood even when they're doing time. It's a full-time job and we do good work and put in extra hours just to kick up more dirt. So you better think twice before you press your luck, cause me and my homies, we don't give a fuck. Every time we roll, every time we ride, we don't stop banging for the east side. There is no love for the enemy, cause if I don't kill him, then he's gonna kill me.
We keep you running.
Thing, and you know we don't stop.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
It's a Southside thing, and you know we won't quit.
Gangbangers with minds and a heart of stone. Southside just keeps us moving on. Throw your hood up in the air and hold it high down till the end, because we're do or die. So spread your wings and raise your head, because we are rising from the dead. If we lose one, then we'll go kill two, and won't rest myself until we do. The Southland is the strongest and the rest are weak. Being down for each other, that is our key. We got you busters scared and on the run, and when I catch you slipping, I'ma slice your tongue. Then take my gun and make a beg, and with no compassion, split your head. I'm just one out of many that'll lay you down, dedicated to my hood because I'm strong and proud. Everything I see, that's all I say to my homies in SB and the ones in LA. So bump that shit because the real just arrived. This is crazy ass danger from the brown side.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
This is a brown side thing, and you know we won't stop.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
This is a south side thing, and you know we don't quit.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
This is a brown side thing, and you know we won't stop.
We keep you running, we keep you running. Can't stop the Southland.
This is a south side thing, and you know we can't quit.
Pris de cours. Alors, c'était quoi ce morceau que je vais passer? Le voilà.
Niggas and bitches. Yeah. We wanna welcome you motherfuckers back to the real.
Villain. Yeah, a nigga chillin'. Hub City legendary. Y'all niggas ain't ready. Alondra Boulevard hustle. Pan is half if I gotta get the muscle. All black on nigga like Lord Vader. Different hoods, different colors like now later. Now let me cut this OZ. How you like me now like my nigga Mo D? Villain. Yeah, a nigga chillin'. OG in the game. Got a little older, but ain't shit changed. It's the return of the G. Feds can't snatch what they eyes don't see. I'ma keep yelling at CPT till they put me in the ground, nigga, trust me. I'm on some other shit y'all can't see. And this nigga mad cause he wish she was me. Yeah. Villain. Yeah, a nigga chillin'. Me and Chill got another one. Well, y'all niggas soft like bubblegum. Most of y'all niggas shouldn't speak. That shit you just dropped made your ass look weak. Niggas can't fuck with this. Keep it moving, but niggas wanna fuck with this. Shit booming. I'm a Hub City vet. Wake your ass up like Swing King Tech. Yeah. Villain. Yeah, a nigga chillin'.
Yeah. So we wanna thank you little bitches
for sucking the real nigga's dick from the back.
I get it.
And to all my real niggas, only the real niggas.
Donc c'est MC Ren et le morceau Osiris, ça date de 2023 et on enchaîne avec Real Brothers, c'est-à-dire Gangsta Dresta et BJ Knockout, morceau Take a Ride, song sur leur album Real Brothers.
It ain't nothing like days when a nigga can roll with the sliding on doves and rolling dames and foes. Living that life because you only live once, so about your trunk, throw some Compton funk. The weather is hot and the hose is hot and they riding your jock because you're cracking the knot. You can be the ugliest homie in the gang, but you're all in the game if you're rolling the things. Cause girls don't care about how a nigga's striving, all they wanna see is what you're driving so they can get a ride in. And nobody knows why the nigga with the flyest low low got the ugliest hoes. Why the next man pulling all the good backs? Niggas like you run the road with the hood rats. The pool party on and it's cracking. Niggas rapping but ain't no capping or scrapping. And girlies all soliciting crack. G-string stuffed on between the backs, huh? It feels good another neighborhood function where ain't no riff in set tripping or nothing. Niggas straight hanging ten, tryna pull some skins to the confident. Yeah, getting high off the chocolate tie. Come on and jump inside so we can take a ride.
Come on, take a ride.
Take a ride.
On that west side.
On that west side. As the last one, time for the Dre's to start pulling fast ones. See a girl in a Hyundai, I know I pull up. Took the driver's side square with my super soaker. Look at how hot it be, no animosity, that's how it got to be. Just fun and games, and it's cool for kids to act a fool for they back to school. Now they're skipping their morning cartoons, they'd rather be outside throwing water balloons. And ain't nobody trying to act hard. Got my homie Big Mike barbecuing in the backyard. Baby Loke shooting jokes like the hood jerk. Damn, a barbecue brings some niggas out the woodworks. Cause I ain't seen you in a while, G, but you're the homie, so let's go and get some endo and OE. And shoot the breeze by the old ways, when we was bad little niggas run around in the old days. Trying to prove who was boss and who was soft. Even though I got tough, it ain't no love,
bro. Take a ride.
Cables with the pliers, check the gates. Now I'm straight, bumping the menace to society by MC8. See, I got spice, but I'm not the one. My trigger got no heart, so you got to run. The homies caravan kinda deep down the street. Low lows and jeeps, about to flock to the beach. Niggas causing havoc, stirring up static. Blocking off traffic to let the homies pass it. Niggas get stupid, drive crazy, so my homie faded the phone. Now it's on the toe, hey yo. We can roll to the beach when it's dark. I heard the individuals is throwing something up at the park. My homie Pat got a coupe, but he need a little help, cause the nigga got a broom hotter than that.
Up and down, and for those that's not knowing, it's 6 o'clock, and the Ruthless Radio Show is in high gear, so strap up, fools,
and let's ride the yellow brick road to Compton. My mellow E is in the house, my city G's is in the house, my IE's is in the house, and I'm Dirty Red, yeah, I'm in the house.
Come on, let's take that ride, easy, easy, B-E-O-G from the other side, rolling my 600-92.3 on my radio, oh, got heat under my seat, watch my back as I bump the beat, double R-S-H-O. Now, wanna hit some corners, jump up, jump in, rack four on toners, talking about staying true to the street, well now you got it, easy E on the beat.
I biggie bounce on the west coast, flavor for the 9-4-6-4 Impala, cause suicide goes, hopping and jumping, kangaroo around the streets, ruthless radio, 92 to beat, the Compton Bank, easy E's in the house, the 3-0 school DJs in the house, Tony G, can I get a little cut? The ball be slow when I'm on the run. 3D click, click, bang, bang. Stick them up, boom, with some ruthless thang.
Well, it's a female hyena creeping up behind ya. The neighborhood queen gets me when I find ya. AMG 923, what you doing on the boulevard with me?
I be bouncing, flossing, riding, gliding, yelling out ruthless, robbing my siding, lift it back up with the hydraulics. Call it 2-for-1, it's the two alcoholics. What do you know? Hardcore went radio. Yeah, Mexican, you still can't fade me though. AOC and slow pain, straight G and Easy E and 923.
It's like 2 for the trouble, 1 for the time, 3 for the clock and 4 for the nine. 5 for the shells, 6 for the clip, 7 for the fools that trip. Now listen, 92.2 side 3 is the beat. OG from Bruce is rolling down the street. A cutie by equal to the freaks that we meet. So let me hear you say, oh, if you're down with a show, I like the bounce rock, skate and rock. But when I boom that, it's like Ruthless Radio.
Hit 'em up, 92.3 Ruthless Radio Show, okay? We got the freak of the week and Tony G, DJ Yella and Jesse. Now everybody in the house say ho! And for the ladies, another G, Julio. Yo, this is E-E-E. You're listening to 92.3 The Beat. Yo, yo, kick it, kick it.
Allez, on va passer quoi à quoi ? On va passer à du CMW, Compton Most Wanted. Bon, le seul lien a priori avec Easy, c'est Compton. Mais voilà, écoutons donc extrait de l'album Music to Drive By, le morceau N Too Deep avec un certain Scarface. Scarface en
guest. The Psycho is back. Check this out. My nigga Scarface is in the motherfucking ass.
Been walking down the block with a pocket full of rocks.
What up, man? And we about to drop some gangster shit.
Word up.
I guess it's true what they say. When you're too far gone, ain't no turning back. And coming from the Compton Mac, that's a fucking fact. Living in the city where bitches won't give up the pokey for free, so a nigga don't. So here's my story, another story about a nigga who lives his life by the fucking trigger. Gotta get my cell phone, nigga, you don't hear me though. Don't whip the hood, my glass on 5-0. First I hit the Addis and get pumped up. Now I'm rolling in the car, kinda slumped up. I pop the glove box, then I reach the block. Then I plug your ass in the chest with the Glock. And that's how the shits get done. I guess I'm a motherfucking nigga on the run. But I won't let them take me alive so I don't sleep. Cause cheer, I'm in too deep.
Yeah. In too deep. Ain't no turning back. Cock up your motherfucking game.
Mr. Scarface for the 9-2s. Niggas packing 9, fuck you bitch, I pack a 9-2. Never meet a Ruger, but you hoes, you try to flex nuts. You pour your shit, I pour my shit, come nigga, now let's check nuts. Born a hustler, raised a hustler, never gonna stop. Drake, fuck a hustler, motherfucker, boy, you better die, bitch. Buy myself a buster, had the boy from me in OC. Fucked him out his money, worked my way up to a whole key. Now he's got some niggas trying to ball face. Time to go to work, need some back, better call late. Call my nigga up, kick the fundamentals. 2-way kick at 3 o'clock, cutting in them. 8 rolled in with the motherfucker. fucking task force. Bump them hoes off, drop them off at the airport. Niggas don't never fuck with me, cause I'm a nigga who plays the game for keeps. Drop you on your ass with the quickness, cause I'm in too deep.
In the motherfucking house.
Now they got us on the run, but we tired of running. Got the Glocks all cocked, let the phones keep coming. Scarface got the motherfucking pump under the seat, so niggas better duck or your ass is fucked. Yeah, the mad man with nothing to lose, so you better bring a strap or catch the blues. And or get served like a damn clucker, sucker, or in the end be a soap motherfucker. Now the one times it's all on my back and hurt the agent. Scarface peeled the cap and they wanna gaffle us up, but it's a shame. Can't fake the best from Compton and the Midwest, so watch your back when the niggas step, cause the scene is what's left is your whole family's death. And fool don't sleep, cause sorry motherfucker, we in too deep. Gia in your shit for the nine dips. MCA in the motherfucking house with my nigga Scarface and shit. DJ Slip in the motherfucking house, and we killing this shit off. Gia.
On va terminer avec un extrait du film Straight Outta Compton. L'extrait où Ice Cube apprend que NWA, la clashé avec Benedict Arnold. Voilà. Sur le maxi 100 Miles and Running, si je me souviens bien. Donc qui est sorti avant l'album If You'll Fall Again.
C'est NWA's new record. I wanted to play it for you first before you hear it anywhere else.
Break me, take me, but watch me pull the trigger. Dreads that's a nigga with heart, a nigga that's smart, a nigga that's paid to stay with others and scared to play. We started out with too much cargo, so I'm glad we got rid of Benedict Arnold. Yo, NW.
Benedict Arnold.
Are they trying to say that you're like a traitor?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking traitor? I ain't say shit about them on America's Most Wanted. Now they trying to diss?
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just went soft. First you was down with the AK, and now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo and kept on stomping while y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, dropped four niggas, now I'm making all the dope. White man just pulling the niggas with attitudes, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me owner, fuck you, Benedict. Easy E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company, but I'm a man and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like America most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that broke it, unran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B and you're a disgrace to C-P-T. Cause you get fucked out your green by a white boy with no Vaseline.
Damn, it feels good to see people doing it.
The bigger the count, the bigger the pellet. Who gets a fuck about a punk-ass villain? You're getting fucked real quick and easy dick. It's smelling like MC Wayne shit. Tried to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let a hoe be a hoe, so I couldn't stop you from getting gas. Now let's play Big Bang, take Little Bang. Try to diss Ice Cube, it wasn't worth it, cause the broomstick fits your ass so perfect. Cut my hair and I cut them balls, cause I heard you like giving up the draws. Gang banged by your manager, fella, getting money out your ass like a motherfucking ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills, now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe what Ren say, cause he's going out like Tooth the Kid Tape. But I got a whip for you, Toby. Used to be my homie, now you act like you don't know me. It's a case of divide and conquer, cause you let a Jew break up my crew. House.
Alors, je vous passe pas le morceau en entier, mais si on comprend l'anglais, je pense que MC Ren se fait pas mal attaquer et c'est un de ceux qui ont regretté justement de pas pouvoir répondre à Ice Cube là-dessus. On termine, nous, cet épisode consacré à Eazy-E avec un extrait de l'album Only God Can Judge Me de Big Hutch. On le passera peut-être pas en entier, tant pis, ça sera la prochaine fois. I'm gonna need y'all to pray for me on this one.
Respected from Harlem to the Yay, from Brooklyn to the A. Man, I'm like them cats from the Lou. If you can do it, man, show me. And I don't never put no cut on the work. I push the rock like Kobe and hit you where it hurts. Yeah, see, I'm a G. I don't speak on it and make no moves unless it's about G. It's three things I'm persistent about: getting money, breaking the bitch, and bringing down the house. And I don't look at it no other way. Better have your game face on wide and ready to play. That hustle. I've been married to the streets for years, but still can't trust her. But in a strange way, I love her. Uh-huh. Even though she had me stuffed and cuffed on under the bus, Lord have mercy. I'm out of really bad.
Just wanna.